This show furnished by Sid Levine.
Sid Levine. And it's the Sid Levine Show. All right, another week has flown by. How quickly did it go? A lot of flu going around, so be careful. And naturally, I got a little of it. We are going to have a fantastic show tonight. I'm so excited about this. I have three of my favorite people here.
Just three?
Okay.
I can count at least five other people in this room, Sid.
Well, when I say favorite, there's my co-host who is beyond favorite.
Good recall.
If you give me a chance. All right. I want to introduce, we have everybody in the studio right now. I want to introduce Pepe D'Anda. Pepe, the director of the world famous classic legendary Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Thank you so much for coming by, Pepe.
I did it to raise, thank you, you know, to show
and
black pride.
I want
to. I am an African American. But more or
I
less,
want to
I want
now
people to just see when I played. I wanted them to see
introduce
the joy. You know, that
unbelievable, fantastic, super movie star, television star, recording artist, and a great human being. I consider him a good friend. Fernando Allende. Fernando.
Thank you so much, Sid.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
And then we have Jeff Ashley. Jeff Ashley is a phenomenal publisher of comic books, one in particular called Frontiers. Fantastic reading. Amazing what you pulled off here.
Thank you.
And, of course, the unbelievably beautiful,
inside
and out, amazingly talented Liz Fuller's here.
Oh, thanks. I'm a little tired tonight. So you're a little under the weather. I'm a little tired. I was playing golf. Third lesson, Sid, and I'm pretty good.
Wow.
I showed you my swing, didn't I?
Yeah, you were hitting some balls, huh?
I was. It wasn't
okay.
That was like the video. It wasn't like a tenth take or anything. That was just like one take.
All right. Be
what
careful.
A beautiful day in California.
It's a beautiful day all the time.
Absolutely. This is California.
That's wonderful. Be careful when you play golf with Liz. Watch the balls. All right. So.
Watch the club, Sid.
Yeah. Watch the club, too. All right. So let me start. Fernando, you are, for decades, such a successful actor, recording artist. My goodness. How did it start with you? How did you become where you are today?
Whoa, that started a while ago. I started at school, at the university, being part of the the theater group. So we went from Ionesco, which was the most contemporary expression of theatrical arts, went to Cervantes, the most classical one, Lope de Vega. So we did all that. Then I went into the choir of La Salle University. And then I was an extra in one feature film. Then after that, I got the attention of the group of people that produce films in Mexico, and they offered me the opportunity to play Maria, this classic film, which is very similar to Romeo and Juliet, the equivalent of Romeo and Juliet in the Latin American. Mm. And then after that, you know, that very first film just trampolined the whole career, and I've done 46 feature films and series, and I had the pleasure to work in Hollywood with figures like Peter Ustinov, Tony Curtis, Joanne Woodward, Karen Black, in interesting projects like Master of the Game, written by Sidney Sheldon. I did the first American-Russian co-production in history, which was called Stalingrad. And it's all a wonderful part of life, but on the other hand, it's like always starting new, always fresh. When I go on stage, it's like I think to myself, it could be my last moment. And I got to think it's my first moment, too. Mm. So that brings you to the spot of where we're living right now, here and now, that we hear so often nowadays. And, here we are, reinventing ourselves, having fun, I'm the father of two wonderful kids and the grandfather of two wonderful grandchilds.
You don't look old enough for that.
Beg your pardon?
You don't look old enough to be a grandfather.
Well, thank you so very much. You know,
I've been following your Instagram.
I brought the capsules that are the ones that allow you to remain, you know, youthful and happy and full of energy. This is interesting. You know, it was a Chinese dynasty, the ones that invented all this and created all this. And in those days, they would live 95 years, the emperor, and normal people like all of us would live only like 45, 50 years was the top. So people in China, they truly believe that royalty had a connection with the heavens. And in reality, it was just
the richer you are.
This little thing that I'm going to give you, Sid. And you too, I'm going to give it to
yes,
you.
Yes, give me a pearl of wisdom.
And Michael, I'm going to give it to you too. No, Pepe, we're going to serve it absolutely at the Polo Lounge.
So, not only are you a phenomenal recording artist and actor, but you also are a great businessman. You have your own tequila.
Yes.
You have your own, what type of pills would you all call those, mushroom pills?
Well, I mean, it is.
Is this the anti-aging thing, the mushroom pills?
Yes, it is.
Right.
150 antioxidants, 200 nutrients. And it's been there forever and ever and ever. I mean, it's available for everyone. It's called Ganoderma lucidum. That is the reishi. You know,
yeah,
you've heard about it.
Don't think we can repeat that one, Sid. Can you
give
that a go?
Ganoderma lucidum. Huh? Well, I mean, you don't need to say that. But I mean, it works. I can testify to that. You know.
I love Lucy mushroom.
Look at my son. Look at, I mean, he looks like 15, and in reality, he's 27.
Wow. I believe so. You've got all these things in the mix. How many years? Not giving away anything. Have you been doing this?
46 years so far.
Oof. Wow.
Since I started my first feature film. I've always loved the industry, and I've always felt the responsibility of being part of this industry, where you can inspire people. I believe that our career, a good song, a good lyric, a good performance can truly make you think and change lives.
Mm.
So I'm very proud of that. I'm also an attorney from La Salle University, and I've always been very into, Pepe knows me for decades also. My family, myself, we've been very entrepreneurial. We like the business. We like the emotion of creating something and make it happen and make sure that you have all the strategic moves to get to where you want to get and then be right and then they buy the product and it's exciting. It is like recording a good song and hitting the charts.
Now, not to switch gears tremendously here, but your wife is from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, yes.
And her family.
My grandfather was born in Puerto
and
Rico, too.
And what has happened in Puerto Rico of catastrophic, epic proportions.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because this is, like, of course, hitting home for you big time.
Well, indeed. I mean, in reality, I've been hit home twice, you know, born in Mexico and having my family in Mexico with the earthquake on one hand and then having Puerto Rico with the hurricane on the other hand. Puerto Rico isn't that line, but in the line of the hurricane. And somehow in the last years, we were always at the very, very last moment, the hurricane would deviate and go north.
Well, it did with Irma, didn't it? It only kind of didn't Irma. It skimmed,
well,
and it was Maria that's destroyed.
Irma belongs to the same season of Maria, which is, it just happened. I'm talking about the prior seasons. Somehow we felt that the magic would continue to be with us, and all of a sudden the trajectory of this massive hurricane the size of Texas hit the island right in the middle. Ooh. The disaster is terrible. The reality that we're living right now, it's hard to look at. The most essential, the most necessary things are not available at the moment. It's been 10 days, 11 days since that happened. Water, the most essential things, electricity, only one third of the island has electricity right now. And you know, if you allow me to do this, we're working very, very close with the First Lady of Puerto Rico. And I would like to ask if you have a pen or a piece of paper and you would like to cooperate. The name of our First Lady is Beatriz Rosselló, R-O-S-S-E-L-L-O. And she created this fund that for sure will go directly to the most needed. It's United forpuertorico.com.
That's also on your Instagram page, isn't it? Because yes, I've seen it. So it's your second post.
I have been very, very active to try to motivate people to, you know, it makes you feel so good when you help the needy. It makes you feel so good. On the other hand, to explore that area within yourself, which has to do with compassion. Compassion is defined as feeling for the need of other individuals. And, I mean, it's trying to make the best out of the worst. Mm-hmm. But in reality, we have become a much tighter community. The doors have been open. People have fed people that they have never seen and probably will never see in their lives. But they have shown their compassion. So somehow, if anything good has come out of all this, is the fact that our compassion level has been risen.
So it's hashtag United for Puerto Rico, and then Fernando Allende's Instagram page is Fernando Allende Official, spelt the Spanish way.
That's correct. A-double-L-E-N-D-E. Right. It means from yonder. So
from yonder.
Yeah, from coming from yonder. Oh. And I'm always coming from yonder, actually. You know, that's the meaning of Allende.
So how's
let me talk about a little bit about Mexico, may I?
Yeah, okay. I was just
hold
gonna
on,
say.
Hold on, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back with Fernando, with Jose. Pepe, with Jeff, with Liz. We'll be right back.
I'm going to go get a cookie. I don't know about anybody else.
What they do is smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers. Backstabbers. They smile in your face. All the time they want
to
take
your You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to HelixSleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Here we go, Sid Levine, the Sid Levine Show. We are back.
Hello.
All right. And everybody's eating the Polo Lounge famous
delicious
cookies.
Delicious cookies.
Thank you, they brought them in. Appreciate it.
Yummy, yummy.
Incredible, yummy, yummy.
Quite so, naughty, those
things. He's my new favorite.
Sunday is cheat day.
Sunday's cheat day. So, Pepe, how many years have you been at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
I've been since 1986.
Wow. That's a lot of years.
A lot of years.
And did you work your way into the Polo Lounge, or how did that happen?
Yes, a friend of mine from Mexico invited me to go and apply for the seasonal position at the pool, Cabana Cafe.
Hmm.
In 1986.
Wow.
And then I start at the pool area, moved to room service / banquets a little bit. And Polo Lounge. I started working at the Polo Lounge from Thursdays to Sundays. And the hotel closed for a big renovation. Take a break for 2 years and a half.
I remember that.
I went to a different company.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to come back. I come back to room service. And then they removed me to the Polo Lounge. And I've been there since then.
And now he's the director. We have to mention that.
Yeah, you know,
that is such a success story.
He knows all the secrets of all the celebrities. And I bet he can't share anything.
I know.
No, he won't talk.
I know yours too.
You know how valuable it is to start, you know, from the very bottom? I think it really gives you the respect and the understanding to all the people, all your peers working
your way
with
up. So, Pepe, before the Beverly Hills Hotel, you were a professional soccer player.
Yes. I had the opportunity to play in my country, Mexico, and I started a team that doesn't exist anymore. It was Tuberos de Veracruz. From there, I went to Tapatío from Guadalajara, and then I played in Guadalajara, the very famous team, Chivas.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you went from, did you go from playing soccer to getting into the hotel business, or how did all that happen?
I came to visit my family, and I was planning to stay for a couple of months, and I'm here.
And you stay.
Who wants to leave California, right?
Absolutely. There's wonderful weather, wonderful people.
So the legendary Polo Lounge, everybody who's anybody, any in the entire world has gone or goes to the Polo Lounge. Now, in your history of the Polo Lounge, I read a couple of articles that you were interviewed in. Whitney Houston. She was regular, I guess, at the Polo Lounge, and she used to. What did she used to do every time she met you?
Well, you know, we treated him like us, everybody in the business, greeting our guests and try to provide the service that normally we do. Mm-hmm. But it was one evening that she walks into the Polo Lounge and asks the piano player to play the piano,
right.
But the piano player at the moment was on her way out and said, oh, I'm sorry, I finished my shift, need to go. So I invite her to play the piano, and I didn't know at the time that she played the piano, and we have 2 hours concert with Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Any other celebrity stories that you can think of that stick in your mind?
Oh, I have many, and I can tell you probably the most of the celebrities would like to play the piano there. They come and feel like home.
David Foster.
Just to name some, but many, many people. They come every day and at least just pass by and touch the keys of the piano.
Pepe, I'm a big foodie and I love the food at the Polo Lounge. And I've been recently to the new hotel, Waldorf Astoria. Bad service. There's been an hour between starter and main course, right? And it's a new hotel. City pulling a grimace that I'm saying that. But my point is, whenever you go to the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel, you have amazing food, you have amazing service, amazing atmosphere. There's nothing wrong. So you are one of the only places in town that get it right all the time.
And consistently.
So, yeah, yes. So kudos to you. But I'm a big foodie. So what is your famous dish? What's the one thing you guys are known for?
Well, we are known for the two signature dishes. The McCarthy salad.
Yes.
And
that's the one you chop up very small, isn't it?
That's my favorite one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's very good.
And the second was?
Steak tartare.
Steak tartare.
Steak tartare, you like that.
No, I'm more tuna tartare. I'm a tuna tartare.
Tuna tartare, okay.
We do have it in the menu as well.
Yes, I know. I do like the food at yours.
Pepe, what is the most unique request somebody has had at the Polo Lounge?
I have people...
Bloody Marys.
Especially very strange way to do the food.
Sunday mornings.
I have a guest requesting 12 filet mignons to take out for his dog. I have a model one time asking a cappuccino with a shot of ginger juice and olive oil.
Oh. Yeah.
A cappuccino with ginger and olive oil.
Wow.
Is that to lose weight or something?
Probably. And I have a guest requesting an helicopter to take him to ALX to avoid the traffic.
Well, how could you do that? Where would you land the helicopter?
I just request. We're gonna
You had to say no?
Well,
oh, no.
It's not on our standard to say no, but where can we put the helicopter?
The parking
front. Without disturbing all the neighbors.
Yeah. So if a celebrity, a major celebrity, comes in the Polo Lounge and they want privacy and they want to be able to have a dinner or lunch with their family or what have you, and you know that people might come up to them and want to autograph or have, you know, tourists or whatever, how do you give them the privacy that they need?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons that they come and visit the Polo Lounge, because they feel at home. Mm-hmm. And we have that. We respect everybody's privacy. If it's not only for celebrities, it can be normal tourists or CEOs, government people. So we try to maintain the privacy for everybody. We respect that.
Mistresses. And
you know, a lot of secrets, I think, Dan. I came to an amazing night in the garden part of the Polo Lounge in the restaurant. I think it was a Moët and Chandon tasting evening. It was about a year ago. Yes. And your chef did, I want to say, about 6 courses. And we literally tried a different glass of champagne and vintage champagne before every course. And I was so impressed by that, Sid. Well, I don't know why. Just, I learned so much that night about the cooking and the champagne. And I think there was a lot of truffle at the time. So I think the Italian truffle season.
Yes.
And if I remember rightly, you guys did a truffle ice cream, which was very unusual.
Well, you know, our chefs, culinary team, led by Kaleo Adams and Jeremy John Song from Polo Lounge, they try to always
innovate.
And yes, we do have those kind of parties at Moët & Chandon, Dom Pérignon, Cristal, and the menu has to be pairing with mm-hmm. certain vintage of the product, and the chefs are doing a fantastic job there.
So you were having a glass of champagne for every course.
Yes.
Tell me what was going on during the dessert, because they would have been like on the floor, everybody, right? You
know? Well, I actually think champagne's a very easy drink to drink. If you have white wine or you have a spirit, I can't handle that. But for some reason, I am a good Welsh girl that can handle champagne.
Well, you mix it with tequila, for example?
Oh, tell us more about your tequila, Fernando.
Oh, my tequila. Well,
what's the brand?
It's called Valle Sagrado, Sacred Valley. And we manufacture in Tequila, Jalisco. We have Domaine. We have also terroir, which means, you know, if you know about wines and the whole thing, it means that all the main elements in the production of the tequila are not bought out of the property, but created in the property. So, and we have the Domaine, which is like good champagne, has to be from Champagne, France, right? A good cognac.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tequila has to be from Tequila in Jalisco, or two very minor territories in two different states. But I mean, they're all close to 3 or 4%, while all the rest has been done in Tequila, Jalisco.
Is that where you're from? Is that the region?
Well, I was
you're
born in Mexico
from?
City.
You're Mexico City.
But I mean, I've been very much in touch with all the Jalisco culture, because I was endowed by the government to be the ambassador to all the mariachi musicians in perpetuity. And the music that represents mariachi was born in Jalisco. And tequila come from Jalisco. So, I mean, all the correlation there. And I felt that tequila was a very good way to continue to honor my my music, my tradition. And we're also always promoting as a family, you know, the quality consumption and not the quantity. You know, it's not... our tequila has won already 3 international medals. The most important sommelier in the world, Luca Gardini, said that my white tequila was the best in the world. And yet I said, can you repeat that? Can I do it on the phone? And he says, I'll repeat it. You've tried my tequila.
Yeah, this tequila is good.
It's really good.
I don't think I could even do one shot of tequila. I'm a lightweight. Well, I really am. Do you have a worm in the bottle? Like,
that would be mezcal. That's a different one.
I'm from Wales. It's like the other side of the world. Yeah. I've got no idea about
tequila. But believe
tequila.
Me, with my tequila, you don't need the worm.
I could come back sometime, but I'm not. I'm going to keep the show very clean.
Maybe you do.
Let's not slither around here.
I'm going to eat another cookie, I think.
Yeah, we'll have another cookie.
Sid, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, would it be possible for me to allow our people listening, if they want to help Mexico?
Of course. The earthquake?
Okay, thank you so much.
We're
going to
do that.
We want to help.
All right, we're gonna get down with that, and we're going to talk to Jeff about his comic book publishing and more Pepe. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
ABC News Update, I'm Steve Cumming. Washington lawmakers are urging President Trump to stop sniping at Puerto Ricans and get to work helping them recover from a devastating hurricane that's left many people without food, water, or power. The mayor of the city of Aguadilla is Carlos Mendez.
Do you see me on top of the truck? Do you see me giving food to the people? Is somebody doing things for me, or am I doing it myself?
Trump's senior general, leading military relief operations in Puerto Rico, said they were clearing roads and getting more supplies to people, but recognized it's still a long haul. And Trump has once again publicly contradicted Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on a major foreign policy issue. Today, via Twitter, Trump said that Tillerson was, quote, wasting his time trying to negotiate with Little Rocket Man, Trump's nickname for North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. KABC SoCal weather, mostly clear this evening, then low clouds and fog overnight with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again.
Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-530-4721 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-530-4721 to take your call now. Call 1-800-530-4721. That's 1-800-530-4721. Again, 1-800-530-4721.
It's Sid Levine, and we are back. Sid Levine Show on 790 KABC. All right. So, Fernando, you wanted to talk about the earthquake.
Absolutely. Sorry that I'm chewing right now.
That's my fault. Blame me.
This spectacular Polo Lounge cookie, but getting a little serious about this. I gave you the information already for Puerto Rico. I hope you will be kind enough, you know, to show your compassion, and if you're capable, economically wise, please help. And I'm going to give you now the information for Mexico. And we're doing all this through the American Red Cross. So if you go to American Red Cross-prepare-socal, prepare SoCal, and then you go immediately to Support Mexico Earthquakes Relief. So they will guide you in the proper manner, and we have our faith that the money will go to the really needy people. I must say that our community in Mexico has shown enormous, enormous unity and solidarity. We were talking before the show, without knowing the people on the streets, they will open their doors. They would invite them to sleep in their home, to feed in their home. The community, my family has gone and picked up the stones for the girls to be found. I mean, it's not only my family, it is Mexico itself has shown enormous solidarity. And if anything good is going to come out of this, is to show that we are capable of feeling for the needs of other people.
Of course. Okay. Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, how are you today?
Well, let's recap here just for a second. So we've got former pro soccer player who is now king of the Polo Lounge.
That's him.
You've got Mexico's George Clooney.
Thank you very much.
Who is hawking, like, you know, disaster relief. Then I don't know a lot about you, but you're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're a lovely human being. And then it's like schlubby guy with a comic book.
Well, and then there's me.
I like that. Well, you know, you're always here.
Liz is a former Miss United Kingdom.
Great Britain.
Oh, I was too.
Sorry.
You were?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay. That was a lot before my time.
So, yeah. And then there's me. Hi, how you doing?
Jeff, what's your Instagram? Destroy Humanity.
IDestroyHumanity.com is the Instagram. And that's also the website. IDestroy Humanity is the Instagram. IDestroyHumanity.com is the website.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, well, so I have this little comic book. It's called Frontiers. And it has been described as a Pulp Fiction Star Wars.
All right.
Yeah, see? Yeah, he likes it. That's good.
I have it.
Oh, I thought you were looking at cookies again.
both.
Do you draw all that? No, is this your
I wish I could draw. No, that would be a disaster if I drew.
So if
I created it and I wrote it.
If you are listening to us, I'm just holding this on our live stream on the Levine Agency Facebook page.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, how did you get involved with this? How did this come to be?
It's my baby. I have been writing, like, as long as I can remember, my whole life. And I have always wanted to be Captain Kirk, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker. But I also always wanted to be Gene Roddenberry and George Lucas. So that was the framing, that was the molding growing up. And I actually started the idea for this when I was very young, and I had written it for a friend of mine and I to shoot with his parents' VHS camera. So that will tell you how long ago that was. And I moved away, went to another school. We never did that. But it, I've just always been with this project and always been developing and evolving. And what finally really crystallized it was the hook of the piece, which is it's the humble story of a man destined to destroy humanity and why that really isn't such a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's the I Destroy Humanity part.
Okay.
But yeah, it's when I finally figured out this is this guy's destiny. So we open up in the first couple of pages, or in the first page there, with him basically laying waste to the earth in this kind of flash forward. And then he says, you know, don't worry, that's not as big a spoiler as you might think. And then we go back in time to kind of the current time of the story.
Okay.
And so that it's his journey to that point, right, and then beyond that point.
So what do you do with this, Jeff?
Okay, what do I do with that?
What do you do? Seriously, what do you do?
I try to, you know, get people to look at it and love it and enjoy it. And I do, you know, podcasts and I do interviews and I do
more
radio shows.
What's more up? Ideas that you would have that you could create from this comic book?
Like, well, this, I mean, this is an ongoing series.
Okay.
Like, this is going to go indefinitely.
So where can everybody find this? Obviously, there's the printed format that we're holding, the Frontiers, but
right,
people can pick this up on the website.
You can order it through the website. Okay. There's a site called Comixology.com, which if you're comic book people, you know what that site is. It's kind of like the Amazon.com of comic book sales.
Okay, and they just put Frontiers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if you go to iDestroyHumanity.com, all the links are there. You can go check that out. I made a teaser trailer for it, and yeah, just
what's the goal? Would you like to turn it into a TV show, a movie?
It started originally as a pilot.
Okay.
And I would love to make that sort of that Walking Dead roll back to doing it as television.
Well, how much do you feel that this elements influence society? Do you think it's only for fun, or do you think that the ideas that you convey to society are imprinted in the mind of people with the sensitive, I mean, young people? I mean, what is your take on that?
Well, this is definitely a comic for adults, I will say. But I think as far as that question, it depends really on the framework you already have to interpret the world around you. You know, like there's always been talk about, you know, video game, like violent video games and how they can, affect people in negative ways. And if you don't have a solid foundation to sort of separate reality from fantasy.
Uh-huh.
I think it can mess with your head. I used to think, no, you know, these things are totally separate and they don't impact you and things like this. And then I went back and I kind of looked at my own life and I'm like, one of the biggest influences on me was like Bruce Willis on Moonlighting. That's the guy I wanted to be. Now it was a positive thing for me. Because he was a fun character who was, you know, a great guy and kind of loose and funny and sarcastic, but, you know, had a good heart. That's the kind of person I wanted to be.
To this day, I read Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to just go back to your childhood and.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Magazine and of course there was National Lampoon.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened to National Lampoon.
Mm-hmm.
They made several movies. Do you feel that Marvel making movies from comic books, they do it justice? Or do you think they go overboard? Or is it too violent? Or is it silly?
I was always more of like a sci-fi comic book guy. I wasn't as much into the superheroes. To me, those movies are just kind of loud destruction porn. They lack sort of story and character, and it's all just about the visuals, and a lot of it's about just setting up for the next movie. So, you know, what you're watching is a preamble to a movie you're going to see 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's unfortunate. If they were doing better at that conversion, if you cared more about what was going on, if the movies were better, if the movies were, you know, they just looked at the movie like, we're going to do this movie now. We're not going to worry about what comes later.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd be better.
What's your favorite comic book besides this?
Besides mine? Yeah. Are there other ones? I really like the Star Wars stuff. There's and that, you know, certainly that was a huge influence on me in my life, and in storytelling. But like there was a Darth Vader series that they did recently that was really, really interesting. Because it explored periods of his life that you didn't see on screen when he was just really a dangerous guy. You know?
Does it apply, and I have this question, this bugged my mind for a while, if you have a storytelling parameter during the comic, if you want to turn this into a series or a feature film, is the same dynamic in storytelling applies to a feature film or as Aries, or do you have in the comics a certain way of saying things specifically for comics?
There is a difference. And what I found is I originally wrote this as a pilot, and then I sort of adapted it to the comic form. And I'm actually now in the process of taking the things that I did, you know, the good things for the comic form, and putting them back into the script, the pilot script.
Oh, how interesting.
And what it's been a really great exercise as far as although I'm conscious of the fact that I write too much verbally, and so I always try not to, when you're putting it on a page, a comic page, you've really got to just trim it back to the bare essentials. You've really got to make it streamlined.
Right.
And that's a great thing to do for a script as well.
A good exercise for you as a writer.
Too. Exactly, exactly. And so it's really helped me, streamline the script and remember to be able to rely on an actor to express something that doesn't have to be expressed in words.
So, Jeff, have you been to the Polo Lounge?
I've never been to the Polo Lounge.
Wow.
Tonight's the night. Whoa. I was going to actually ask if you showcase at Comic-Con.
I have been to some. Yeah, I've been doing this about a year, and I have done probably six, I think. I recently did the Long Beach Comic-Con, which is a really big one down in Long Beach, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. I've never been to one before. I've been like a Star Trek geek my whole life and Star Wars and stuff. I'd never been to any kind.
When you go, did you dress up?
Well, no. One day I wore a Star Trek uniform that my wife made me when we first started dating that actually still kind of fits. It was amazing.
Wow.
Not after the cookies tonight. You'll destroy humanity and I'll destroy your diet
Let me ask Pepe. What, if somebody wants to be a waiter at the Polo Lounge, what training do they have to go through to be able to accomplish that? Because the service is incredible at the Polo Lounge. Is it a 4-week course that they have to take, or how do they do that? How do they become waiters at the Polo Lounge?
Well, first of all, to apply to be a waiter at the Polo Lounge, we try to promote within, and of course, everybody is welcome to apply. They have to have at least 3 years experience and fine dining. And then the training program that we have is 1 week with the hostess, 1 week with the food runners, 1 week with the bartenders, 1 week with the bussers, 1 week with the servers, and then we do a captain table, like a test, and then we put them on the floor.
Have you ever had a situation where somebody just couldn't cut it and you had to let them go? Or they offended a celebrity and the celebrity said,
No, we didn't have that.
What was the biggest tip that somebody received?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't interfere in the tip situation with the servers, but for sure, there's been generous people there.
I bet. Wow. And they play the piano.
Yes, of course.
One of the last times I was there, I saw Sean Penn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so charismatic. I wouldn't say the most handsome man, but the charisma. You always grimace when I'm so honest, and you're like, you can't say that, Liz. But
is he the Waldorf of actors? No,
he's fantastic. But I literally paused for a second and went, ooh, yeah.
Wow.
But it is the who's who there, isn't it? The Polo Lounge.
Everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, everybody has been there. I can't imagine. Now,
that's why I've never been there.
The night before the Academy Awards.
You're coming.
Everybody would go there. It used to be everybody would go there the night before the Academy Awards because they would stay there from New York and all over the country and the world. And you could just not meet everybody, but you could just sit there and be part of the
see Academy them parade
Awards.
Right in front of your own eyes.
Yes,
because it's just like a parade. I mean, everybody is there. Hello, how are you? Good to see you.
Now, Pepe, you've been there a long, long time. Obviously, you love what you do. Do you see yourself in the future, near future, calling it a day, or you're just gonna?
No, I'm very happy. The Paul launch has been my half of my life, and I think I will continue until I keep doing it.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
That's right.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
But I enjoy it every day. Every day is a different day. You expect and expect it. You never know who will be walking through the door.
Sure.
Could be a celebrity, of a politician, tourist.
I know some British people that come just because they want the chocolate souffle. You're famous for that as well.
Yes, that's one of our desserts.
Yes, that's very good.
I think we had that last Sunday, didn't we, Sid?
Yes, thanks to Pepe.
I had the pleasure of meeting a compatriot of yours that passed away because we were talking about Hef, which I had the pleasure of meeting with Barbie Benton and the whole era at the mansion and the parties and the zoo and the whole thing. But recently, another very, very dear friend of ours, and I just pray that he's ascending, you know, Bruce Forsyth.
Ah, wasn't Bruce?
Adorable,
Bruce
dear
was.
Friend.
So, Sid, Bruce Forsyth is, he was, bless him, just passed away. He was a TV presenter host in the UK, but he'd been doing it for like 60 years,
Bruce,
I believe.
Major films also.
So, you know, Dancing with the Stars in America, we
sure.
call it Come Dancing in the UK, and that's the last project that he was the presenter.
For about
but
7
for
years,
us,
actually.
He totally was a huge inspiration for me, because I, in my own country, I was a TV host for many, many years, about 15 years before I moved to America. And Bruce Forsyth definitely was somebody that I watched, and he was the expert of live television. He was just fantastic.
Absolutely. You know, for people that knew him or want to remember him, The Crown will be doing a mega, mega event produced and presented by The Crown on February the 24th in London.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And also, we had Carrie here last week, didn't we? Playmate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Carrie's had a hard week because she was very, very close with Hugh Hefner. And her son kind of grew up at the Playboy Mansion, mm-hmm. you know? So
not a bad place to grow up.
That's true. And
education.
I would say that.
A good education, for sure.
Yeah, Hugh
anatomy.
Was a very
anatomy.
Good
yeah,
that's
right. Specialized in anatomy.
Now, Hugh Hefner, 25 years ago, bought the plot above Marilyn Monroe for $75,000. And that's where I think they just laid him to rest today.
Wow.
I used to represent his brother, Keith Hefner. And they were just wonderful.
Great individual, great live.
So Hugh Hefner gets to lie next to Marilyn Monroe
yes,
again.
Because she was the
on
first.
Well,
she was the first.
Chef, I didn't want to say that.
Okay. She was the first centerfold and on the cover of the first Playboy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that helped Playboy quite a bit in those days. And he's laid to rest now, right there next to her, which is fascinating.
Well, when's his funeral? Do we know?
I think it already.
It was today?
It was today. I think it was very small.
It was more private.
And, sure.
And otherwise, you'd have the best-looking girls from all over the world.
Oh, my gosh, though. You'd have.
Somebody did post something. They said the funeral is the place where every man wanted to be. So I'm glad that they did something private then.
Oh, sure. I mean, who knows? They might do something, you know, memorial for the public or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Which is what they're doing for Bruce Forsyth in London. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he's our most famous national treasure.
Oh, phenomenal
sure.
guy. Really, really yeah. funny individual. Great sense of humor.
And married Miss
Wilnelia, my very dear friend from Puerto Rico. She
yes.
was Miss World. Wilnelia yeah. Merced. And
she must be raising some money right now as well for Puerto Rico, because I think all the celebrities
she's
are
very, very active. I mean, yes. we're doing it together. The First Lady of Puerto Rico, Wilnelia Merced. Well, lady, because I mean, he was Sir, so she's a lady.
Yeah.
Lady
also, Rosalind Sanchez, an actress in this town as well. She's very beautiful. Yes. She's. And then who's the other Miss Universe Puerto Rico that's in town in Beverly Hills? She was the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes. I know who you're talking about. What this has shown is like this incredible unity, especially utilizing.
I think that's why your hashtag's United for Puerto Rico.
United for Puerto Rico.
Fernando did Dancing with the Stars in Mexico.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, you have moves?
Oh, my God, do I check me out on the internet?
You can just look at him and tell
you. You know, but it was really, really interesting because in Mexico, the way we do it, the first week they give you two dancers. And then on the first show, you have to choose between one and the other, and you need to explain why you choose one or the other, which is really interesting. In Mexico, we call it dancing for a dream. So I dance with one, you know, 1 week with one and 1 week with the other, and then we had the first show on the air. Whole Mexico, you know, everybody's watching, and they say, you know, well, you have to choose between one and the other. And I say, God, I mean, this is so very difficult because I've gotten to really like you both so much.
Really? Was it that difficult? Or
you know what? It was. Let me tell you. One was a gorgeous, incredible, phenomenal dancer, gorgeous. She was already playing Cats, one of the, of the lead roles in Cats. The other one was a 16-year-old coming from the most humble place in Mexico called Oaxaca. And I said, you know, guys, you must understand, I am not going to vote for you because you already have a career rolling. But I am going to vote for you because I'm sure that if I'm 60 plus and you're 16 and we can create some magic together.
I don't think that's legal.
That'll be an example. listen, that'll be an example for, you know, for the whole community. And then the announcer comes and said, well, I mean, and Akitsali is her name. And Akitsali, can you share with us, you know, what is your dream? You know, what are you participating for? And she says, yes, the reason that I'm here is because I want my dream to become true, which is I need two surgeries in one eye and two on the other. Ooh. And then I'm like, no kidding. So, I mean, can you see me? And she says, only 30%. And I say, wow, I'm in for a ride. You know, so I mean, so we started rehearsing and we created, with our hands direction. So, I mean, this would mean we're going to the right or we're going to the left. And then nobody would notice, but we were holding hands. But I mean, one finger will say one thing and the other. And then what I would do, like, you know, take a deep breath in. That meant that I was going to carry her up. Anyway, believe it or not, we went till the very, very, the semifinal.
I love it.
Because people kept on saving and saving and saving. So in the one before the final, they said, and Fernando, would you like to say anything to the public that has been saving you 14 weeks? I mean, you are the hero. Everybody loves you guys. What can you say something? And I said, yes, listen to me. Stop voting for us. And then there was a silence. It was like the whole studio, 1,000 people there that nobody talked to. I say, please stop voting, because the reason why we're here is to gain the sight of Akitsali. I'm only like a dark bundle that she's been dancing for. I want for her to see me. So you know what? Stop voting, because Monday we're going to go and get her surgeries. Because we're going to talk already to the doctor, an ophthalmologist, phenomenal guy. And you know, is this kind of an operation that 15 minutes later you have it? You can see. So when I went into the operating room and she was holding my hand, and when she saw me for the first time.
What did she say?
No, she said nothing, but I mean, she was like,
aww.
Oh my God.
What a story.
She said, I thought you were taller.
Or stronger or something. It was interesting to carry her, you know. We really
That's
were
a beautiful
very daring.
Story.
Isn't that great?
It is a real story. You know, I would love to do a film about that because I think that. Don't you think that we need this kind of inspiring situations out there?
Mm-hmm. So I bet you're glad you chose that dancer.
Yes, yeah. I was right. You know,
did you feel? I always think an artist feels, and their instinct tells them exactly what. Like I always know what I'm going to do and what I'm going to choose, and I don't even have to use the logical part of my brain. I can just feel. Mm-hmm. Were you the same? You just felt which way to go.
Well, to be honest with you, I had to be a bit more logic about it. There was a lot of weight in my back, but I knew. that my right decision was to show that we could create magic together, even though we were very different in ages. I mean, 63 at the time and 16. And I say, if this is a challenge, but if we can make it happen. Well, it'll be a great message for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it did. All of a sudden, you know, they would call us, you know, in the drugstores, and they would be together and mingling together. And
what happened to the other dancer, the one that was in
the other dancer continued to be very famous. She's still playing Cats.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to wrap
was
it up
it?
Here.
Oh,
we'll be back next Sunday, guys.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming down. The fantastic director of the amazing Polo Lounge, Fernando Allende, TV star, movie star, recording artist. Please help Puerto Rico and Mexico.
Please do.
Jeff Ashley, what a fantastic book you've got here, Comic Book Frontiers. And the beautiful Liz Fuller.
Thank you,
and
Sid.
Marissa Edwards. And thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, Sid.
Thank you, Sid.
What a great show.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yes, have a great week.
Happy Monday tomorrow.
Thank you, Sid.
All right. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
This show furnished by Sid Levine.